and taught my brother Spanish. She learned to speak each of the languages, modern languages, in countries in which they were spoken. And she never had a degree from college.
Oh, I guess she had almost native competence, though, having learned.
She certainly had so much competence that she'd been teaching here. She did teach Mama trigonometry. But it's she had been here, of course, she was quite elderly when she was teaching even me. I used to pick up on rainy mornings and take her to school. I'd come through the alley up here where she lived, pick her up and take her to school, keep her from walking in the rain.
Did you teach science courses after you came to Selma, or just in Hickory?
In Hickory. The first year I was in Hickory, I taught a course, one class of general science, and one class of algebra, and three classes of physics. And the next year I just taught physics and science.
When you were
general science.
The college you went to, was that a co-educational school?
Oh, no. It's still a girls' school, so far as I know. They write me for money all the time. It's still going.
I thought it was still a
girls'
school.
Yes, it's a girls' school.
Did you live in dormitories there on
campus? Bet. I had a room in a dormitory when I went to school.
Yes.
I didn't know anything about sororities. I just hadn't paid any attention to sororities. And one of the sororities rushed me, and my roommate and I moved into the sorority house. And I lived in the sorority house 3 of the 4 years I was in school. And then my senior year, my sister went to school with me, and I chose not to let her live in a sorority house as a pledge. She wouldn't have been pledged, she wouldn't have been a member at first, see, so. We lived in a dormitory, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I found out what I had missed.
Which sorority were you in?
Alpha Gamma Delta.
I think there's still a large chapter of that in Alabama.
Yes, a girl who was in school at, whom we pledged at Brunel. She and a cousin of hers who was in school at Brunel. They're the two people who organized the local that became Alpha Gamma Delta. Now, my sister was Kappa Delta over Judson.
That's in
Marion.
But how far is Marion?
30 miles from here.
Now, Perry County is the county right next to Dallas. So actually, your mother's people had been in this area?
All of her life. And my father had been, he came to Selma when he was in his teens.
Talking about your parents, what did your father do?
He was an insurance man.
Here in Selma?
He wrote life insurance. But he brokered automobile insurance. He brokered. He'd write most any kind of insurance you want. You know, he could get some company to write a policy for somebody because he was well known.
And
before he did that, he worked in the post office for a while, and then he worked in one of the banks here before he started selling insurance. Insurance wasn't too big when he was a little boy coming up.
Well, that is pretty much a modern
invention. And you can get insurance on anything now.
Well, I think these movie stars have themselves insured and all kind of
Well, they're crazy horses, not to.
Horses insured and so forth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All these race horses. Did you hear that horse that won the Triple Crown last spring? He's been syndicated, or whatever you call it. A company of people have bought him. And I think I heard the price was $6 million.
It's unbelievable a horse can bring that much money.
They'll probably get it back. He's going to race one more year.
In fact, I'm
that
sure.
That little boy, that little 15, 16-year-old boy, did he have his 17th birthday before the season was over?